Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl, the host of Marketplace from APM. Emotions and money are a complicated pairing in any case. You throw in the parent-child relationship, also sometimes complicated, and you've got real problems. It turns out senior citizens are racking up debt to help pay for stuff their kids want, and kids are digging themselves into a hole to give their parents a hand, and it's a mess. Carmen Wong Ulrich is a personal finance journalist. She's also the author of a book called The Real Cost of Living. Hey, Carmen.
Hello, Kai.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So what is it? Give me a sense of how bad it is with seniors.
Well, it's recently historically gotten very bad. There was a survey by Demos and AARP. They found that the average credit card balance for folks over 50 is now bigger than for folks under 50 by about $2,000. And this is the first time that that's ever flipped. And it really says a lot to what's going on with that generation.
Well, what is it, though? What are they doing, seniors, that get them so much debt?
Well, a lot of them are helping other family members. The report also found that nearly a quarter of those over the age of 50 say that they gave money to or paid the debts of relatives, but doing it by adding to their credit card balance. So they're going into debt for other family members who are in financial trouble. And I talked to Katina Rojas Joy about what she's done for her mother.
I have helped my mother with money by wiping out several of her outstanding credit card debts, which cumulative is about $15,000. My mother doesn't have medical debt, school loan debt. All of her debt is consumer related.
Why is it, Carmen, that some seniors actually wind up with debt problems and some don't?
Well, I think a lot of it is psychological. You know, what is the mindset that says it's okay to get into debt? And what we're seeing a lot, these kids of depression-era parents who really went the opposite direction. And part of it is after, of course, you know, the depression after, especially the 60s, what we saw was this, you know, you can have the better toaster, you can have a better car, you can have, you know, and there was a lot of needing to upgrade. And it's the first generation of keeping up with the Joneses. But then you add to that in the 80s and the 90s, easy access to credit. And also a great housing market for a while there. Mm-hmm. And you have an ability to basically live well outside of your means.
This is a little heartless, but wouldn't seniors be doing A, themselves, and B, their children a favor if they would just say, you know what, I can't now. It's a little bit like they tell you on airplanes when you're flying with a kid. When the oxygen mask comes down, take care of yourself first, then help your children.
Always. You know, I talked to a financial planner and she said, it is a gift, and I really believe this, it is a gift to your children to take care of yourself first. And, you know, if you say to them and they say, oh, I want you to pay for this private school and go into debt for me, it's up to you to say, you know what, if I do that and dip into my retirement, I might possibly have to move in with you. And something tells me they may back off a little bit if you put it that way.
Yeah. Assuming you're not willing to bring out the big guns of moving back into home, how does this cycle of I need to help you because I feel guilty about all this other stuff, where does that stop? How do you find a solution to that?
Listen, if most of the trouble, financial trouble, comes from helping family, you'll need to go outside the family for the support. So first, maybe you need to meet with a nonprofit credit counselor. Maybe you need to meet with a financial planner to show you just how much this is actually going to cost you down the line, and to also form a plan that you can stick to get rid of the debt, to be able to say no, and even get some support from your community.
How do you broach this conversation with your parents, though, right? Because if I went to my mother now and said, Mom, let's have a conversation about money, it would not go well.
Yeah, I've tried that with my parents as well, and it doesn't go very well. One thing that seems to work for a lot of folks is to be a little bit of a detective. So as Katina mentioned, you know, look and see who's calling the house, what kind of mail are they getting? Or even just bring up in conversation, you know, so I see, you know, you're still driving the same car, everything good? And make it just a part of back and forth, you know, how are you doing conversation. But sitting down and having a straight up talk about money would be the best case scenario, but it's very rare that they would want to do that.
Carmen, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.